刚才托马斯弟兄的见证，虽然很短，但是有些细节他没有说得出来。
So, the testimony Thomas just gave us, however, is very short, but there's a lot of details that he actually, omitted.
他事实上，有机会呢，他就请他的姐姐把他载到九九的超市的门口。
So whenever Hui Min has a time, Thomas would ask her to take him to 99 Ranch Market.
他就站在那个门口就发单张。
And he will stand in front of the door and passing out flyers.
然后 我有机会跟他一起出去发这个教会的宣传单。
And sometimes I went with him.
那事实上他的因为他的眼睛很不好。
Because he has very weak eyesight.
我们去的时候因为散布在不同的区，所以我只分配他说这个区请你在这个地方走，然后出来的时候你一定回到这个地方，我会在这回来再找你。
So because we pass out the flyers in different locations, so I usually told him to just stay in this area and I'll come back for you.
我真的是为他祷告。
And I prayed for him.
因为他眼睛看得不是很清楚，我很怕他被车子撞了。
Because he can't see very well, I'm so worried that he will run over by a car.
所以当我发完以后跑回来的地方，看到他安全的时候，我心里面就觉得很释放。
So I'm so relieved every time when I come back seeing him standing there safe.
他这个眼睛在看圣经的时候呢是很吃力的，因为他只有一个眼睛，而且视力很不清楚，所以我很担心他在走的时候呢会不小心摔倒或者是被车子撞了。
So when he reads the Bible, it's really hard for him to read because he only can read from one eye and it's really weak.
而且常常是他来告诉我说，我可不可以，你可不可以载我去发这个宣传单？
And then very often he actually come to me and ask me to take him to send out to pass out the flyers.
我相信我们的主看的就是人的内心。
I believe our God look into our hearts.
我们看见当耶稣要行那个五饼二鱼的神迹的时候，
So let's see when Jesus performed the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
那五饼二鱼事实上是一个小孩子带在身上的东西。
And then we know that the loaf and fish actually come from a little boy.
他拿到耶稣的面前。
And he presented to Jesus.
也就是说我只有这么多而已。
And what he said is, I only have this much.
但是因为拿到耶稣的手上，
But because he gave it to Jesus.
所以耶稣擘开。
And then Jesus break the bread.
所以分给很多的人。
And give all the people.
就很多人都吃饱了。
And then all these people are all full.
我们没有很多东西可以给主。
And we don't have much to give to Jesus.
但是我们可能有五饼。
But we maybe have five loaves.
可能有两条鱼。
Maybe we have two fish.
在我们弟兄的身上 ，Thomas 弟兄身上，他就把他五饼二鱼，他就交给主。
So as Thomas did, he gave the five loaves and two fish all to God.
我很羡慕他。
I'm envy him.
实在从我的心里面，我很尊敬他。
And then I really respect him from my heart.
我看一个人，我是这样的看法的。
So that's the way I saw him.
那个对着耶稣那样个简单单纯的心。
So it's a simple heart.
主啊，我就这么多，我交在你的手里。
And Lord, I only have this much, but I give it all to you.
所以我跟他出去一起做一点工的时候，我常常从他身上得到很大的激励。
So every time when I go out and do pass out the flyers, I really learn a lot from him.
我相信上帝会纪念他的。
And I do believe God will remember him.
我们今天要大家一起来分享，因为是新的一年开始。
So the message for today is because the new year has started.
在整本的圣经到了最后启示录的地方，上帝说了这样的一句话。
So the last book of the Bible is a revelation and God said.
他说看啊，我将一切都更新了。
And God said, I am making everything new.
我把一切都更新了。
So that means God make everything new.
在这里讲到是上帝自己来更新。
And here we can see it's God did the work.
所以 是到整个的结束末了的时候才上帝才讲这句话，说我将一切都更新了。
So we see after the whole Bible, at the very end, then God said such a thing, like, I make everything new.
我们在圣经里面认识上帝所讲的新。
So let's think about the new that God was talking about.
我们也可以从我们自己人所能够想象所做成的新的事情。
So also we can think about what we can do, what new means to us.
其实我觉得我们新年一到的时候，我们互相在那里说啊，新年好，新年好。
So I think when New Year come, we greet each other with Happy New Year.
其实我们内心的时候就是说，其实我们又老了一岁。
But in our heart, we said, "Oh, I'm 1 year older."
老了一岁不是很舒服的一件事情。
And it's not very comfortable thing.
所以我们
即
使说新年好，新年好，把它忘记，我们其实又老一岁了。
So that's why we just say Happy New Year, Happy New Year, trying to forget that we're 1 year older.
但是圣经给我们一个很大的安慰。
But the Bible gave us a great comfort.
他说：“所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。”
So it says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
因为确实人所能够想象、人所能够做出来的心，何等的短暂。
So think about the new to us, to humans, how short.
所以新年的时候我们要穿新衣戴新帽。
So new year wear new clothes.
但是你知道这个新衣跟新帽呢一穿上去的时候就开始旧了。
But can you imagine when you put on the new clothes, it's starting to get old?
特别是我们到这个去买那个新车啊。
And then think about when you go buy a new car.
你买完一车子一开出去啊，它的价钱马上跌20%。
And as soon as you drive the new car off the lot, the price dropped 20%.
人所能够想象出来的新呢，一下子就变旧了。
So the new that people know that turned to old fairly quickly.
结婚的那一天叫做新娘。
So when you the day when you get married.
第二天早上起来就变成老婆。
Your wife is bride, and the next morning it turns to your wife.
结婚那天叫新郎，第二天叫做老公。
And then same the groom turn into a husband.
所以人的心呢，一碰就马上变旧了。
So whatever we have that consider as new and turn old really quickly.
所以我们里面呢，事实上是有一种恐惧感的。
So it's we have a fear in our hearts.
里面知道。旧老是一步一步的贴近我们。
So we know being old, getting old and getting.
上个周末我照镜子。
So last week I look in the mirror.
因为有一个人很陌生，我很久好像没看到他一样。
So it looks like it's a stranger in there.
就是我自己。
It's myself.
后来我发现我侧面这个地方有三根白头发。
And I suddenly find I have 3 white hairs on the side.
对我来讲是一个很严重的事情。
It's a serious thing to me.
因为我们家族的遗传呢，我的祖母到80岁呢，一根白头发都没有。
So, it runs in our family. My grandmother, even when she was 80 years old, there's no white hair.
我现在才几岁就三根白头发了。
And now I'm still this young. I have 3 white hairs.
老了。
I'm getting old.
这个是在这里对我发出信号。
So this is a warning.
时间不多啊，应当好好珍惜啊。
And time is passing, and then be careful what you do with it.
新事实上是每一个人渴望的。
So new, everybody wants new.
所以中国有一句话说，人都喜新厌旧。
So in Chinese saying, I say everybody likes the new and dislike the old.
我们今天要借着圣经来看，上帝既然说我将一切都更新的，他在人的身上，他可以做什么样的方法让一个人？变新了。
Let's see what God can do to renew us, to make us new.
我们今天的信息是新的心，新的人。
So our today's message is a new heart, a new person.
上帝要做这样的工作在我们身上。
And God will do something on us.
我们要借着撒母耳记上来看，上帝借着撒母耳做上帝的代表。在这一个人叫做扫罗的身上要做一个新的工作。
So let's study the first Samuel chapter 10 and see what God used Samuel to do his work on Saul.
因为借着撒母耳来代表上帝的话，他对扫罗所做的事情呢，也一样。今天上帝也会在我们的身上可以做这样的事情。
So we can see what God did to Saul, God can do to us too.
我们这个人一天一天老化的人，怎么样能够经验到上帝所谓在我们身上新的工作呢？
So as we are aging day after by day, and how can we experience the new God give us?
上帝借着撒母耳坐在扫罗的身上，今天上帝也要借着耶稣基督也坐在我们身上。
What God has done to Saul using Samuel, that's the same thing God will do to us by Jesus Christ.
上帝在我们的身上可以做的第一件事情，我们借着撒母耳记来看，撒母耳拿着一瓶的膏油就倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴，并且说耶和华膏你做他产业的君。
And Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, Has not the Lord anointed you leader over his inheritance?
在这里有三个动作。
So we see there are three actions.
他用膏啊，膏油啊，倒在扫罗的头上。
So the first one, he took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head.
这膏油在今天新约来讲，预表就是圣灵。
So in nowadays, this flask of oil means Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵膏抹我们的时候，我们这个人就可以变成新的。
So when the Holy Spirit upon us, we can turn into a new person.
并且与他亲嘴，就是表示接纳了这个人。
And then kissed him means he has accepted him.
并且给他指派一个任务。
And also give him a task.
弟兄姐妹，如果圣灵在我们身上做这样高某的工作，接纳我们的工作，并且指派我们一个任务的时候，我们就可以成为一个新的人。
So when the Holy Spirit land on us and then accept us and give us a task to do,
所以一个的新的人，这样就可以成为一个新造的人。
And then we'll become a new person.
接下来呢，这位撒母耳来告诉他说，你前几天一直在那里担忧，因为你父亲的驴子丢掉了，你拼命在那里找，你整天为这个事情挂虑，现在这个挂虑要释放下来。
And now Samuel told Saul, you've been looking for the donkeys and you worry about them, but now you can lay down your burden.
这个重担的释放，事实上是让一个人成为一个新的人。
So when we lay down our burdens, we can become a new person.
我们知道忧虑使人非常容易衰老的。
So we know how worries can do to us.
所以事实上，如果你是一个孝顺的孩子的话，你让你的父母尽量减少忧虑的时候，你就发现你的父母会很年轻的。
So if a good child and trying not to make your parents worry too much, you can tell your parents actually looks younger.
但是如果你想要行一个神迹啊，让你父母啊早点老十岁啊，你有办法帮那个做这个神迹的。
And then if you want to perform a miracle to make your parents age 10 years older,
你就天天做一些让他能够烦恼的事情，担心的事情，很快这个神迹就会行出来的。
And then you do something to bother them or make them worry every day.
因为人的心灵呢，是承受这个忧虑呢，过多的时候呢，会成为一个重担。
So when our hearts have too many things, it actually becomes a burden.
而且人心里面最重的重担是什么呢？
And what's the heaviest burden we have in our hearts?
人心里面最重的重担，使你最快衰老的，事实上是人犯了罪的重担，叫做罪的担子。
So the burden in our heart, it's the sin that in our lives that burdens us.
所以如果你的朋友很久没有见面了，你看到他老得很快的时候呢，有两种可能性。
So when you see a friend that you haven't seen for a while and then he looks really old, there are two possibilities.
一种是他烦恼忧虑很多。
One is he's been worried too much.
还有一种可能他犯罪犯得很厉害。
Or maybe he has sinned.
真的，犯罪很人让人很快就衰老的。
Really, if you sin, you will really get old quickly.
上帝怎么样使一个人变新呢？
How God renew a person?
他来释放我们的重担。
And he will release our burden.
当重担一卸下的时候，人真的年轻，这个心呢，整个年轻起来。
So when we lay down our burden, we really can feel we're young again.
所以我们看到，如果我们常常来到神的面前，把罪的担子、把忧虑都卸下来的时候，你就发现你年轻了。
So every time when you go before the Lord and lay down your burden and confess your sin, you'll feel much younger afterwards.
每次我们来领受主的杯的时候
，Every time we have communion,
你真的相信罪得赦免吗
？You really believe that your sins are forgiven?
你真的相信的时候，你一领完杯的时候，你会觉得哇，我的内心像新的一样，像孩童一样。
So if you really do believe, after that, you will feel your heart is being renewed.
有了内心的释放以后呢，我们接下来看见撒母耳告诉他说，你会遇到下面这样的情形，当中有一个人会把两个饼给你吃。
So after that, Samuel told Saul that one of the guys will give him two loaves of bread.
这个是一个预表，就是属灵的喂养。
So this is represents the Holy Spirit.
这是生命的粮。
This is the bread of life.
我们一个人要更新的，上帝可以做这个工作。上帝把他的话当作生命的粮赐给我们。
So as God renewed us, He gave us His word.
我很相信这件事情。
I truly believe it.
我发现。我因为从上帝的话，我发现我的心很年轻。
I found out, I feel really young in my heart after I read the Word of God.
应该我遇到的事情会让我很容易老化，会很容易世故的。
Sometimes the things I have experienced can really make me feel old.
在这里，我只能说，我不是夸自己，乃是我把感谢归给上帝。
And here I'm not to praise myself, but I just give thanks to God.
我发现我的心没有老化。
I found my heart is not grown weary.
我还是有那个像孩子一样那种心在我的里面，真的是如此。
And I still have a heart like a child.
因为我发现我跟小孩子很容易玩得在一起的。
Because I find it's easy for me to play with kids.
我一直是很小的小孩子。
And I turn into a little kids too.
再大一点，他们会觉得我太跟不上他们，所以我可能玩不起来。
So when they get older, they don't want to play with me anymore.
大概是五岁以下的，我可以跟他们坐在地上一起玩，两个之间没有任何代沟的。
So there won't be any generation gap if I play with any kids like under 5 years old.
因为我发现上帝的话使我的心很年轻的。
Because I find out the word of God make my heart young.
所以借着属灵的喂饱呢，我们的心可以年轻的。
So through food of given by the Holy Spirit, it can feed our heart and keep it make us young.
上帝不但喂饱我们在属灵上，并且呢，他还要赐下属灵的恩赐。
God has not only nourished us through His words, and He also gave us a gift.
在这里，撒母耳对扫罗说：“你到了一个地方去，那个地方有一批的先知会下来。”
So here, Samuel told Saul, "When you reach a certain place." And then there will be a Philistine outpost.
他们非常的喜乐，他们在那边吹奏各样的乐器。
And they're very happy. They play all kinds of musical instruments.
他们都受感在那里说话。
And they will be prophesying.
接下来，耶和华的灵也会大大的感动你，你就会跟他们一起受感说话。
And then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will prophesy with them.
你就要变成一个新的人。
And you'll be changed into a different person.
这里讲到受感说话，可以讲说他是在说预言。
So we can see here, Samuel's prophesying.
也有人解成他在说方言。
Or sometimes we say it's kind of like a local dialect.
这个是属灵的恩赐。
And this is a gift from the Holy Spirit.
这个不是天然原来有的才干跟能力。
It's not the natural talent he has.
而是上帝给的。特别的高抹的
but it's something anointed from God.
这个天父的本能呢？举个例子，有些人是演说家。
So sometimes I see the gifts from God. Some people are good speakers.
这是天然的才能。
And sometimes it's just given.
但是呢，如果给了属灵的恩赐呢， 一个本来不会说话的人呢，却可以讲道。
But with the Holy Spirit, it can change a person that do not know how to talk, turn into a very good public speaker.
那有的人他本来的天赋呢，本来的本能呢，他可以做老师的，他在学校里面教书。
And then there's some people are teachers.
但是他到教会里面呢，他如果只靠着这个本能的话呢，他不一定能够教主日学。
So however you're a teacher, but when you go to the church, you probably cannot become Sunday school teacher automatically.
需要上帝给他属灵的恩赐，他才能够教主日学。
And then you need this, the gift from God.
有的在外面当歌星的，但是他以为他就可以到诗班里面来唱诗班。
And some people sing outside, and you think he can sing in the choir at church.
他在外面当歌星，他是本来的天赋。
So that's his natural talent to sing.
去年有一位叫做裘海正的一个女歌星啊，她来做布道会。
So last year there was a female singer.
她在那里做见证。
And she was giving a testimony.
她说她第一次到教堂里面去。
She said the first time she went to church.
那时候她已经是一个很有名的歌星了。
And at that time she is already been pretty famous singer.
当她早一点到教堂的时候呢，那个教堂里面的诗班在那里练诗。
So when she get to the church early, the choirs are actually practicing.
她一听以后，她发现怎么这种叫做诗班呢
？When she heard, is that called a choir?
调子也不对。
And the tones are off.
拍子根本不准。
And then it's really not that great.
所以她带着一个很轻视的心在那里对待看这些人怎么在这里唱诗班呢
？So she actually looked down upon those people.
等到聚会开始了
When the service began,
这些调子不太对拍子不太准的人开始唱起诗歌来
And when the choir are singing,
唱唱唱
And then after a while,
这个歌星就眼泪就流下来
And then this singer started to cry
因为什么因为这些人他们可能没有那种天赋的音乐才能
Because he think all these people are singing on the stage they don't have thosemusical talent.
但是上帝给他们属灵的恩赐。
But God has given them a special gift.
所以一个歌星很会唱歌的，不见得你唱出来的歌能够让人的生命改变的。
So however you're a famous singer outside, but the song you sing might not be changed people's lives.
但是你领受了属灵的恩赐，上帝就可以使用你。
But when you receive the Holy Spirit, and then God will use you.
所以当一个人领受了属灵的恩赐的时候你就发现突然你有一个新的领域向你打开了
So when you receive the Holy Spirit you suddenly see a new horizon
你就会经历到新的事情
And then you will experience what this new means
接下来上帝使我们能够经历新这件事情就是神与你同在
And next thing is God will be with you
这个时候神如果与你同在的时候呢就不是你在这里做什么乃是神在那里做
So when God is with you when you're doing something it's not you doing something but it's God is doing something through you
不再是你在那里表演乃是上帝自己在那里彰显
It's not you're acting it's God is doing his work
你就会经历到一个很新的事情
And then you will experience something new
因为这位上帝与你同在
Because this God is with you.
所以我们看见撒母耳对扫罗所做的事情呢一件一件事情都让他经历一个完全崭新的一个开始
So let's see what Samuel has done to Saul to make him to experience something he has never experienced before
接下来撒母耳对他说你当在我以先下到基甲我必下到那里在那里献燔祭和平安祭接下来说你要等候七天一直等到我到了你那里只是你当行的事
Let's see and then Samuel told Saul go down ahead of me to Gilgal I'll surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings but you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do
我们要经历到上帝所给的这个心还要一件事情很重要的在我们这个人的身上
So if we want to experience the new things God has given to usWe have to do one thing.
我们要等候。
We need to wait.
我们要等候神。
We need to wait for God.
而且在这里跟人讲说，你要等七天。
And here Samuel told Saul to wait for 7 days.
对扫罗来讲，等七天是一件很痛苦的事情。
To Saul, waiting for 7 days might be something that's tormenting him.
你看他找驴子的时候，你就可以看出来他是没办法等的人。
So according to the way he was looking for the donkeys, we can tell he's not a person who can sit around and wait.
我们常常想说，我要替上帝做很多的事情。
So sometimes we say, I want to do things for God.
我有新的一个想法构想。
I have new ideas.
我有新的作方。
I have new way to do things.
但是在这里，在神面前的新的人是怎么样的才能够新呢？
But how we should behave as a new person in front of God?
你要等候神。
We need to wait for God.
不是神等候你。
It's not God wait for you.
所以这个等候不是不做事。
So waiting, it's not mean that you don't do anything.
等候就是祷告。
Waiting is praying.
不断的寻求。
Continue to search.
一直等到什么？一直等到神开始指示你了。
Until God starts to give you instructions.
因为你等候，等到神指示你，神引导你的时候，你所做出来的是神要做的事情。
So when you wait and receive instructions from God, so from now on, what you do, it's not what you do, it's what God wants you to do.
神所做的每一件事情都是新的事情。
So everything God do through you, they're all new.
如果不等候神，你所做出来都是你的事情，你的事情都是旧的事情，一做就是旧的。
So if you don't wait for God, you do whatever you think should do, and everything will turn old really quickly.
接下来扫罗就转身离开撒母耳，神就赐给他一个新的心。
So as Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart.
当日这一切的兆头都应验了。
And all the signs were fulfilled that day.
所以他接下来他就遇到人给他饼吃。
So and then he'll run into the people who offer him 2 loaves of bread.
接下来扫罗到了那个山，先知遇到他，神的灵感动他，他就在先知当中受感说话，他就领受了属灵的恩赐。
And then when he go to the Philistine area, and then he starts prophesying with all the prophets.
这么多新的事情都临到扫罗的身上。
So all these new things that happened to Saul.
这是一个很惊奇的一个经历啊。
It's kind of a surprising, or we can say miracle.
我们看一个人要是这么多的经历的时候，他要明白啊，这个来为什么是会临到你。
So some people were trying to figure out when all these things happened to him, why it happened to him.
事实上，这一切的事情。因为是上帝起头的事情
，because those everything are God's plan，
都是神来膏抹你
，is God anointed him，
神释放你的重担
，and God release your burden，
神在属灵上喂饱你
，and God feed you spiritually，
神把属灵的恩赐给你
，and God give you spiritual gifts，
神与你同在
，and God is with you，
都是神在做的
，is everything's done by God，
唯一只要求一件事情
，and everything all you need to do，
你要等候神
，is to wait。
所以整个的起头都是神做的时候，我们就明白这一切的心是为着谁？是为着神而的目的来的。
So as we can see, all the things that we do is for what purpose? It's all for God's purpose.
所以这一个新的人呢，我们要知道，如果上帝在你身上有这样的恩典临到你的时候，你要明白是为着他，不是为着你。
So as a new person, we would know, understand.All the things that God has done is not for us, but for Him.
好，接下来我们就发现这一位扫罗呢，就产生了一些的事情出来。
So and then we find out there's something has changed.
在这里十一节讲到说，素来认识扫罗的，也就是过去跟扫罗很熟的人呢，他们就看见一件事情，发现他在那里受感说话。
So when all those who had formerly known him and saw him prophesying with the prophets.
他们就在那里说基士的儿子那就是扫罗他遇见了什么事情呢难道扫罗也列在先知中吗
So they ask each other What is that happened to the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?
弟兄姐妹在这里就发生了一件事情扫罗可能不自己都不知道
And there's something happened Maybe even Saul doesn't realize
也就是周围 旁边的人呢这些人过去都认识扫罗的发现怎么样发现扫罗不一样了
So all the people who has known Saul before have found he's not the same person as before.
第十二节说，那地方有一个人说，这些人的父亲是谁呢？
So a man who lived there answered, and who is their father?
这句话什么意思？就是那地方的人，就是这些人并不认识扫罗的。
So what this means is those people who are asking that question, those people don't know who Saul is.
他说这些人的父亲是谁呢？这句话意思就是说，这些人很不一样啊，怎么会变成这个样子呢？
So what they mean is all these people are so different. Who their fathers?
也就是说，如果上帝把这些的恩典在你的身上做工的时候，你过去认识你的人发现你不一样了。
So when God is working on you, what happened to you is the people who know you will find out you're different.
不认识你的人也发现你不一样，跟一般人就是不一样。
And then the people who don't know you will find out you are not among all those ordinary people either.
这个人变成一个新的人，
so you turn into a new person,
因为是神做的工作。
Because it's God's work on you.
弟兄姐妹，如果你接受了耶稣基督以后，你家里的人发现说 ，Well, 好像没什么变化。
So brothers and sisters, as you have accepted Jesus, how is your family think about you? Have you changed?
我们看这里的经文就知道。你要注意，可能有些问题了。
So we'll learn from this Bible verses.
因为你如果领受这些的恩典，上帝会做你更新的工作，周围的人一定会认出来，有一些地方就是不一样。
So if you have received all this gift from God, there's something must happen that people will realize that you're a new person.
扫罗这时候受感说话完毕，他就上丘坛去了。
So after Saul stopped prophesying, he went to the high place.
他去那里做什么？
So what he's doing there?
他去那里做什么？你们知道吗？他去那边做什么
？Do you know why he went to the high place？
他去做什么？你们能不能回答？上帝只要求你做一件事是什么事？等候啊！我们常常觉得等候不是一件事情哈。
So, there's one thing that God wants you to do is go.To wait for him, but sometimes we think waiting is nothing.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们成了一个新的人，只有一件事要做，那就是等候。
So as a new person, all we need to do is to wait for God.
一直等候到他的指示下来。
And wait till he gave us clear instructions.
你就可以趁时而做。
And then you will do according to his will.
所以我们在这里再一次来思想新的心、新的人。上帝可以在你我的身上做的。
So let's think about a new heart, a new person, what God can do to us.
你领受他的膏抹，领受他的接纳，他会指派你一个任务。
He will anoint you, accept you, and give you assignment.
你可以把你一切的重担在他面前卸下来。
And you can release all your burden in front of him.
罪担能够得到赦免。
And your sin will be forgiven.
忧虑能够得到释放。
And then worries, you will lay down, will release your worries.
并且你要领受他属灵的粮食，让你的灵里面能够得到喂饱。
And then he will feed you spiritually.
他也要赐给你属灵的恩赐。
And then he will give you spiritual gift.
他要与你同在。
And God will be with you.
如果神帮助我们，就没有人能够抵挡我们。
If God is with us, who can be against us?
因为在我们里面的比世界上的还要大。
Because inside there's it's bigger than the world.
并且我们唯一需要的就在那里等候神。
And then what we need to do is wait upon the Lord.
我今天很高兴，我们的姐妹啊，领事啊，她突然出了一个新招，说要叫她一起祷告。
So I'm really happy that May have a new idea this morning to make us pray together.
因为我们的姐妹啊，她没有收 email。
Because she has no email.
各位当中有人收到我的 email， 你们就知道我想要进行的一件事情，对不对
？So everybody who got my email, you know there's one thing I want to do.
所以梅，你没有收过我 email， 对不对？你没有收到吗
？May has.
对，我知道。所以我是说，他没有收到 email， 但是他做了一件我祷告的事情。
May, however, has not received my email.
你们收到 email， 你就知道我在 email 里面说，我希望我们教会能够有一起祷告。全教会在主日里面一起祷告，对不对？你们收到了，对不对？只有你没有收到，结果他做了一个他不知道的事情。
So as we all have email, you receive email from me knowing that my heart is hoping that we'll have a prayer meeting together.
大家下面好像有点在搞不清的时候，我搞得很清楚。
So everybody else was thinking, you know, what Mae's doing.
因为我不需要跟他讲。
But Pastor Shouse, I exactly know what she's doing.
因为我跟主耶稣讲。
Because I told to talk to the.
我不知道什么时候主耶稣跟他讲。
And I don't know when Jesus talked to Mae.
他就在这里。比我如果一旦我来做的话，我做的会比他更尴尬。
So if it's me, I probably won't do a better job than her.
我们姐妹做的比我自然多了。
And then she's doing a great job.
因为什么？因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
这个就让我印证了说，神真的是与我们同在。
And this is a true proof that God is truly with us.
因为我渴望。
Because I want to do something.
我祷告。
I pray.
我甚至还发出通知。
And sometimes I send out note.
但是是由一个没有收到通知的人做了回应。
But the one response that I got is from someone who has not received my email.
弟兄姐妹，祷告就是工作。
So prayer is work.
祷告就是工作的开始。
And the prayer is the beginning of all your works.
我们若持续的祷告的时候，最重要一件事情就是我开始认识这位上帝了。
So as we pray, we'll start to know who this God is.
我越祷告的时候，我就越认识他。
The more I pray, the more I know him.
我就越亲近他。
And the more he will draw closer to me.
我就知道他心里面的想法。
And I'll know his heart more.
我就开始能够明白他想做什么事情。
And I will start understand what he want me to do.
这个时候我就有引导了。
And then I have guidance.
我就会做他要做的事情。
And I will do what he wants to do.
他所做的事情就是一个新的事情。
And what he's doing is.He's doing something that's
所以末了我们要知道我们这一切上帝在我们身上所做的新的工作是为着他的缘故
So when we'll realize all the things that God has done to us is for his purpose
我们一个新的人不是为着自己
A new person is not for ourselves
我们买一件新的衣服是为着自己
If we buy a new clothes it's for ourselves
买一部新的车子还是为自己
Buy a new car is for ourselves
但是上帝所做的新的工作是为上帝他自己
But the job God has given us is a new thing that's for God's purpose
圣经给我们一个很大的应许说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了
So that's why the Bible tells us therefore if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation the old has gone the new has come
所以新的一年来到祝大家新年快乐
So as new year is here I wish everybody a happy new year
我们一起祷告
And let us pray together
如果刚才那六个点如果哪一点你还没有领受到你可不可以在祷告的时候你就直接跟神求你跟神求说主啊我那六个这六个人里面有一份我还没有领到求你赏赐给我你就可以现在就向他祷告好不好我们一起来祷告我有一点一分钟的时间请你直接向他祷告
OK I'll give everybody a 1 minute silent prayer time so if you about those six points we're talking about if you're lacking any you can ask God directly to give it to you